Satan's two natures of good and evil makes man good without the life of Christ. All you need is Bible knowledge, knowledge of good and evil. Then turn from evil and be thou good, whispers the sly voice of Satan. Whisper Satan as God, so give your mind and life to me. I'll fill your mind with what's good and what's evil. Then like God you'll be. Sons of Satan, Jesus told the Pharisees, you know not my Father nor me. You claim to follow Moses as an example. If you know Moses, you know me. You're the children of the devil, our Lord Jesus said. You claim Abraham as your father, yet you go about to kill me, who's done you no wrong. If you'd have known Abraham, you'd know me. Nature of Satan fulfilled in the dark ages when he murdered and ravaged in the earth, using the false church and warlike man. He bathed the world in blood. God sent an angel, locked him in hell, to give man a chance to turn to Jesus, forsake their way, turn to God's own Son. Alas, the false church and religious men begin to choose Satan's way of good. They learned knowledge of good and evil and became good in their own works, calling themselves preachers of Christ. They went all over the defiling the earth, preaching against evil, making man good in Satan's plan. They promoted Satan's good plan, calling themselves preachers of God. Great swelling words, they captured the whole earth, using the Bible, God's book of life. They perverted it to their own way. Theology is of what's good, what's evil. They desecrated his holy book of life. Built great idols of religious education, saying, look how good we are. Till now iniquity has come to its fullest, and the world is under the wrath of God. John prophesied it all in the book of Revelation, the little book in the angel's hand. He took it and ate it, in his mouth it was sweet, but in his belly bitter with death. So it is now with religious preaching of good and evil for you. It sounds good till you try to live it. No power in life does it produce. How can this be? How can Satan deceive and corrupt the human race? The answer is simple. Man is condemned already. So the man them more makes them feel guilty. Makes them feel guilty and condemns them more, and offers them a false salvation plan. Now God hath declared his day of vengeance to rid the earth of religion, to salvage the obedient, burn up the wicked, and deliver the earth to his son. Satan's salvation plan makes you feel relieved, less guilty for a while. But quickly you find or do something wrong, then all over guilt and condemned again. Thank you. For Jesus has a plan of truth. Call upon me and be saved. I'll wash you with my blood, set you free. Faith in the blood frees you from guilt. He that believeth is not condemned, said our Lord Jesus Christ. Believing not, you're condemned already. My blood is the only way of life. Now God hath declared his day of vengeance to rid the earth of religion, to salvage the obedient, burn up the wicked, and deliver the earth to his son. Having a form of godliness with no power, saying how good I am, despising others that believe not like you, is Satan's good plan. Listen to me and know the secret. Secret lies in the blood of Christ. Cleansing you brings forth his power. Let him live through your life. Fire of God is an awful thing, standing upon the earth. His angel fire poised and ready to rid the earth of the wicked. In the darkness of night, I set my angels around him. Sleeping dogs, they know none I'm there. At the first break of dawn, I pounce upon them. They burn all day for all to see. Not good in man's religious way, but be thy good. cried. By the power of the Spirit and love that abhors evil, move thou through his life.